Straws.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about a hog that's grown up wild?
The name for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd call him a wild hog?
Mm-hmm. You know those kinds that maybe you see them out in the woods and they're skinny and they got the long
guinea pig?
With the long snout, you know?
It's they got a name for it. Pine root? They got a name for it.
Pine root?
That's a name. The, I don't forgot which word.
There's a razorback or pine,
pine root. Something like
that. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were, what would general name would you have for all of them? Say if they were hungry, you say you had to go feed the...
Animals or the horses?
Uh-huh. Do you ever say critters or stock?
Mm-hmm.
What about if you're talking about hens and turkeys and geese and so forth?
I'll feed the chickens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if it's time to feed the animals and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
time to feed the animals.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear chore time or feeding time or fodder time?
Feeding time, I've heard that.
Uh-huh. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
He's hungry.
Yeah, what noise does he make?
Like when a calf hollers to that he's away from his mama?
Uh-huh.
Bah.
Okay. So you say the calf began
to miss his mama or he's hungry.
Uh-huh. What about the noise that a cow makes?
Moo.
Okay. What do you say? Call
she's
that?
Missing her calf. She wants her calf to go nurse.
Uh-huh. And how would you call the noise that a horse makes? You say that he does what?
That's another word.
French. We call it eshfal hani.
Hani,
when he misses, like if he's with other horses and you take one away and he's looking all around to see if he's going to see that horse, well, he's going to hani it for it.
Uh-huh.
But French, English,
what
I don't know.
What does hani mean in English?
Well, that's what I don't know. When he hollers, you know, for the others. What is it, Charles?
It's
no, they has a name for it, though.
Do you ever hear whinny or nicker or laugh? Any of those words?
Maybe that's what they do then.
Uh-huh.
Must be nicker, huh?
Nicker, yeah. That
must be.
Uh-huh. You think you?
Because that sound like hanier, because hanier is the French name when they hollering for the horses.
Uh-huh.
So nicker must be the proper way for it in English.
Sam. If you wanted to get cows, call cows in out of the pasture, how would you call them? Did you ever hear people do that?
Hooba, 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 hooba. Chuff, chuff, chuff. That's how Roy called the cows home to feed them.
Uh-huh. What is
and they come too.
Uh-huh. What does the chuff mean? Is that just part of the call?
Yeah, the call. Chuff, chuff.
The call.
Yeah.
The call. I don't know what it means. It's just,
yeah, but they come, when he come out with that hay, that's how he calls them to the yard to feed them.
Bushel of corn, they coming.
Uh-huh. What do you say to them to get them to get away from you?
Hooba.
Oh, hooba.
Mm-hmm.
Now hooba, what it is,
then
I don't
go
for them to go away.
It's the same call. To get them to come or to get them to go away?
No,
it's not the same.
Well, what was the first one again?
Cho, cho, cho.
Cho means to
come, to eat.
And hooba.
Hooba
means to go away.
Uh-huh.
Make a move.
What about to get them to stand still so you can milk them? Would you say anything then?
Well, when you're milking them,